each word of wisdom, a word of faith. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord. Do it. Do it and get your glory. Bless our children and bless our children's children. Bless the fruit of our womb. Ha! In the name of Jesus and the fruit of our lips. Thank you right now, Father. Give us wisdom to speak words, speak life. In the name of Jesus, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. The word promised that we would prosper if we love thee. And we love your people. And we give you the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. God is a good God. Yes, he is. He's a good God. And we just thank him for what he's doing. We praise him. And we bless him. And we thank him because he's a God of another chance. And another chance. Not a second chance, but another chance. Amen. Amen. We're praying for our children. And we're praying for our grandchildren. God knows what they stand in need of. Amen. God is a healer of addiction. He's a healer, praise God, of affliction. He's a healer of diseases. He's a healer of your mind. There are people that have problems with their mind. The ability to think has been altered by drugs and by pain and by sickness. And we need to pray for them. Amen? Amen. We bless God because God is faithful. Even when we are not, God is faithful. Even when we are not loving, God is loving. He's a patient God. He's a righteous God. He's an on-time God. He's a merciful God. Somebody will be praising him. He's a forgiving God. He's a loving God. Lord, I bless you. Lord, I bless you. Lord, I bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to share with you out of the word I promised you to teach you on body, soul, and spirit. I don't even feel adequate, but I'll share with you some of the thoughts that will help you. So you can help me if you are a good listener. And not only that, get your pad and pen ready so you can write, because we're living in some perilous times. And there are those who may not come and hear what you hear, but they'll pull on you. And they'll want to get you to pray for them. And that's good, that's good. That's what we want to do. Because one thing that we have been likened to, one is salt. And salt, praise God, make you thirsty. And there are those that are thirsty for what you got. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, you're the salt of the earth. Amen. Amen. And we got to understand our position in Christ. I'm not talking about position in a place. I'm talking about your position in Christ. Because he's the one that is looking at what we're doing. He's walking the aisles of the church. He's watching our lives. And one day we got to stand before him. And we've got to give an account of what we have done with our bodies. Praise God, with our resource, that means your money. God's going to, one day you got to give an account of whatever God has given us. Even the children. Everything we have has been loaned to us. And we ought to be investing in that and taking it serious, what God has done. I often ask the question, we're going to heaven, who we taking with us? Amen? Amen. You got friends back here? And are they compromising in their lives? If they are, we ought to be telling them so we can spend eternity together. Amen. Heaven is a prepared place for prepared people. You got to prepare to go there. Amen? Amen. So that's what we want you to get in your mind. I'm going to share something with you out of the word of the Lord. But before that, I want to show Beatrice something. This is in the book of Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews chapter 4. Because when he came in, she had a request about a brother that is scheduled to go in for surgery. And did you say they were going to be pulling out what you said they were going to be doing?
Into the bone. Stem cell stuff. Now I got to move the bone. See if
Okay, the bone or going into what part of it? Bone marrow. Okay, let me show you something about the bone marrow, because that's inside. Amen. So go with me to Hebrews chapter 4. Once you get it, say amen. I know you're there. Hebrews chapter 4. Let me show you something about God's word. Amen. God's word will heal you. God's word will help you. God's word, praise God, give you hope. Amen. And we're going to see what it says here about the word of God. Amen. Hebrews chapter 4. Mm-hmm. If you got it, just turn that for a minute. Once you get it, say amen. I know you got it. Okay. We oftentimes just go to one passage of scripture and skip over a whole lot of good stuff that God got in his word. And sometimes we give you a passage, you may go back and look at that and you'll see, you know, something that you weren't even looking for. And you'll say, wow, this is good. You ever done that before? Yeah, read something that you had been assigned, and then you read something that was below it, something above it, and you found out how good it was. Well, I just want to show you something here. I've gone over this once before. But in this fourth chapter of Hebrews, one word that sticks out or stands out more than any is the word R-E-S-T. Put that down someplace. Put that down. R-E-S-T. Amen. So let me show you something. Amen. That you might know, some that you might have forgotten. And one thing about a good teacher, one that loves the Lord, they will put you in remembrance. Uh-huh. They'll put you in remembrance. So I want you to be put in remembrance about something. And you know, before you get to Hebrews chapter 4, there's a Hebrews chapter what? 3. And before you get to 3, there's a what? 2. Talk to me. And before you get to 2, you got a what? You got a 1. Amen. But just for the sake of the class, we're going to go and share something with you out of Hebrews chapter 4 and part of chapter 3. Okay. And I'm going to take time and read both of these two passages, 3 and 4, so you can see something you might not have seen before. Hebrews 3 and 4. You got it? Okay. Well, you see the word Hebrew. The word Hebrew has to do with a nation and also a language. Okay. Hebrews is a nation, but it's also a language. Hebrew is another name for the Jews, the Jewish people. They were called the Hebrews. If you go back and read your Bible, the history of God's people, back in the Old Testament when they were in exile, or when they were in captivity, or when they were slaves, they were referred to as Hebrews. Pharaoh didn't refer to them, and the people in that culture didn't refer to them as Israelites. The name Israel did not come about until Jacob was wrestling with an angel of the Lord. And as he wrestled with that angel of the Lord, and it was getting close to daybreak, and he said that I'm not going to turn you loose till you bless me. And hallelujah. And the angel of the Lord hit him in his thigh, and he became a limping Jacob. And that's when he said, your name would no longer be called Jacob. So you need to know this history. If your name will be called Israel. Jacob meant supplanter, deceiver, trickster. He was a trickster. He was a deceiver. So if you don't know this, you can write it down someplace. I don't have a problem with you writing while I'm sharing with you, because I know some of this you don't know. This book is a book, praise God, that's alive. It's a live document, because God is alive. And we have just taken our Bible, and we've not gone in to find out the truth that's in God's word. And in God's word, praise God, is more than getting a mic and changing gear, going up and down. Now, God's word is for us to get an understanding concerning him, man, doctrine, angel, Satan. You got to him against your soul. And when you come up against Satan and all his attack, you can't find no microphone and start changing it. And I tell you, try that on Satan. You need to know, praise God, what is written. Isn't that right? Because the enemy, he knows something, but he doesn't know all things. The only one who knows all things is God. And God has given us authority. We got authority. And we've got to know that. And I want to share something with you. They're going to take a few weeks to get that because I don't even feel adequate. I don't even feel prepared when I share it with you. I want you to understand who you are as a body, as a soul, as a spirit. I'm going to share something with you. And it's going to be it's a fascinating study, but it's going to be an enlightened study. You're going to find yourself saying, thank you, Jesus. I didn't know that. And it'll help us understand us because your mirror only shows you some of just who you are on the outside. Your mirror doesn't reveal who you are on the inside. When someone falls in love with a person, you got to understand when they say they love, are they loving me because of my exterior, my external, the way you shape, what you got on, the way you smell? Because you can dress this old man up. You can dress him up and make him look good. Amen. They got all kind of stuff for your hair, for your face, for your teeth. They got stuff, praise God, that you can put on a carpet, pull the string, and make your waist small and hips. I mean, they got stuff, false this and false that. Pull on, pull off, tuck in, pull. Listen, are you hearing what I'm saying here? And you, it's more to you than that. It's more to you than that. Amen. People can change the color of their eyes. They've got, so praise God, you can see them on Monday, they got gray eyes. On Tuesday, they got green eyes. And all that kind of stuff. So when I'm stepping on your toes, just pull your feet out of the seat. Because I'm coming down your road. And then they have made all types of cosmetic. Amen. You can put a mold where you never had a mold. Praise God. You have the type of cosmetic that can fix your teeth. Amen. You got all types of cosmetic that can change your hairstyle, the color of your hair. It is phenomenal what we can do with the external man. How we can dress him up. Smell good. You got a lot of actors and movie stars and singers who have fragrance named after them. Yes, some of them going on into eternity, and yet we're still wearing Liz Claiborne. We got glasses named for people, houses named for people, shoes. I understand they had a whole street full of people that was waiting in line before the store opened for hours to buy some Michael Jordan shoes that can cost less than $100 and some. Just some shoes, tennis shoes. People will fight you and do you bodily harm if you get in front of them. Yeah. Praise God. So these Hebrews of the real you, it's what I don't see. And we're going to talk about that. We'll start opening up your understanding about that. But when you see the word Hebrew, it has to do with a nation. It has to do with what else?
Language.
Language. The Hebrew language. So sometime I may say, and the Hebrew word for that, and then you got the Greek word, because you got the Bible written in three languages. Three languages. Primarily, the Old Testament was written in Hebrew. What you have in your hand is a translation. And some of you just may have what you call this technology. So you may have it on cell phone, that kind of thing. I like my Bible. I can turn and write my notes and draw lines and that kind of thing. But you have a translation, and so you may not have, and maybe you do, the Greek translation. Do you know Greek? Do you know Hebrew? Because the New Testament was written primarily in Greek. And some Aramaic is in there. Aramaic. Jesus spoke those languages. And then you have, like I said, the Hebrew. So when Jacob wrestled with the angel and his name was called Israel, he said, no longer will your name be called Jacob. Your name is now going to be called Israel. Does anyone know what that means? Well, that's an assignment. Well, I ask you that. Put it to the side. So you got put a sheet, home assignment. I may tell you before I go, because sometimes I had a habit of giving an assignment and giving the answer before I leave. Because I got some questions I'm going to ask you about tonight's lesson. So if you come to Bible study, you may as well come on this study. Isn't it right? Amen. Because it may be something that you didn't know that'll help you. But we have Israel. And so Jacob's name was changed to Israel. So find out what Israel means. Think you can do that? All right, Steve, you got a home assignment. Write that down. Get it from somebody. They'll give it to you. What the assignment is, okay? So here we are with the book of Hebrew. It's the only book in the Bible that was written to a nation. The book of Hebrews. All your other books in the Bible was either written to a church or written to a young pastor. But this is the only one that was written to a nation. This book was written to the Hebrew nation. Okay. Now let me just show you something that's in this fourth, the third chapter and the fourth chapter. Ready for it? Okay. He starts off as chapter 3. Then we'll come to chapter 4 and show you something. He said, wherefore, holy brethren, watch this. Now you got to get this. Partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession. Who is it? Jesus was a high priest of our profession. He's talking to the holy brother, and we got to recognize that we are partakers of what kind of calling? Heavenly calling. But there are two more calling that the word of God talks about. Heavenly calling, holy calling, and high calling. Very good. See how it's coming back now? Okay. Let's go on. Verse 2. Who was faithful to him that appointed him, as also Moses was faithful in all his house. But this man was counted worthy of more glory than Moses. Talking about who now? Jesus. Inasmuch as he who has built the house has more honor than the what? Who are we talking about? Jesus. Come on, talk to me, because this is what you got. You have metaphors. You have similes. You have language that's representative. So here, we're using the word house for the word man. Okay? So see if you get my understanding now. For this man, verse 3, this man meaning Christ, this man was counted worthy of more glory than Moses, in as much as he who built the house. Who is it built the house? Jesus. Christ built the house. Watch this. He has more honor than the house. Who is the house? No. No, Jesus not the house, build the house. Here, we're talking about who? Moses. See, I think you got to remember, we're talking about Moses. Get the frowns off your face. That's what I'm trying to help you. You're talking about Moses. Go back up here again. Watch this again. Let's look at it again. I knew we should have gone here. I'm glad we did. Who was faithful to him that appointed him, as also Moses was faithful in all his house. For this man was counted worthy of more glory than Moses. You got it? Inasmuch as he who has built the house, who is that built the house?
Jesus.
Christ. Jesus built the house. So he's more worthy than who?
Moses.
The house. And the house is represented by who?
Moses.
You got it now? Praise God. You got it, Keisha? Who is the builder? Christ Jesus. What did he build? The house. Here, Christ is represented by the builder, and the house is represented by whom? Moses. Let me stop and tell you this. This will help you understand your Bible. Types and shadows and figures, sometimes we have in the Word of God, and when you read it, that makes sense, unless you understand that they are symbolic. They are types. It'll help you understand it then. It'll open the scripture up to you. Hallelujah. So let's go on to the next verse. Now we're in verse 4. But every house is built by whom? Some man. But he that built all things is who? God, which means God, praise God, was not built by someone. He is the builder. Since Christ Jesus is the builder, Jesus is who? He's God. He's the God-man. Jesus is God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now I'm teaching this that you're gonna have me go on and show you something else. We try to get through Hebrew chapter 3 and 4. Let's go on. Can we go on now? And Moses verily was faithful in all his house as a servant, for a testimony of those things which were to be spoken after. We're in Hebrew chapter 3, we're now around verse 6. But Christ, as a son over his own house, look at this, as of his own house, his house meaning his body. Whose house are we? We are whose body? Christ's body. Is it making sense now? We are Christ's body. Now it's going to get real, real good here. And it's going to come down to your being an individual that's going to have to set yourself, because you are a house built for God. You're not your own house. You were built by God. Lord have mercy. So let's stay with it. Got it now? Okay, let's go to Hebrews chapter 3. Now we're around verse 6 again. But Christ as a son over his own house, whose house are we, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end. Wherefore, as the what? As the, say it again, Holy Ghost said, by the way, don't refer, if you're coming to this class, I want to help you. The Holy Ghost is not in it. He is part of the Godhead. He's part of the triune God. So when you refer to him, you don't refer to it. You refer to him as he. Let me just show you this so you have a scripture reference. Look at St. John chapter 16. Let's go there. I may go back to 14, but let's go to 16. St. John. John 16. 14 is good, 15 is good, but we're going to camp at 16 for just a few minutes, okay? Okay. Everybody got it? You got it? Say amen. Verse 13. This is Christ talking. How be it? When? Help me. When who? When he. Who is he talking about? The Holy Spirit or what? True. Look at your book. You don't have to be wrong. You can be right if you look at the book. So listen at this. The Holy Spirit is called the Spirit of what? Truth. Who else is called truth? Christ Jesus. Look at 14. 14. St. John 14. Look at verse 6 right quick. Then we'll come right back. What did Jesus say unto him? 14, 6. I am the way, whatever, the truth, and whatever, and life. And no man cometh unto the Father but by whom? By me. I just want you to see that the Spirit is referred to as truth, and also who else? Christ Jesus and God. But anyway, take my word for it. Now we are going back to 16:13. Okay? Talk to me now. Even if you've been in class, you know this, you need a refresher. Yes. I need a refresher. Yes. And when he speaks through me, he's speaking to me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So let's go back. So how be it, Christ said, when he, the Spirit of truth is come, what will happen? He, wait a minute, he will what? He will guide you into some truth. For what? He. My point is this. He, not it. He shall what? Not speak of himself. Let me stop and tell you this. Look at this. He won't talk of himself. We do want to talk about him than he does.
God bless you and keep you in Jesus' name. I'm going to have to come back and give you more of this later. God bless you and keep you in Jesus' name.